This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
The Boss Bully. How to survive bullies at work. What happens when you're bullied at work and you try to respond in all the right ways and it just doesn't work? This is One-on-One, communications in the digital age, as Mr. Joseph Garcia said at the beginning of the episode. This is episode 7 of Wanting Ice Water, a limited series on issues facing all of us at work, at home, and in life. Hopefully, this will help you. Just know you're not alone. Work is difficult. Life can be very difficult. Somehow, it helps when we talk one-on-one and we look at ways others deal with the same situations. This situation is boss bullies at work. This is part 2. Gloria Moraga, thank you for listening. Please subscribe and share. I want you all to know I'm working on a short audiobook on this subject, bullies. I'm going to talk about what I went through and the experiences of other women and men that I know were bullied and what they did and how they survived and how long it takes to recover. Yes, I said survive and recover. Bullying stays with you. Even after I quit a job I loved, I still hurt. I didn't want to quit. I felt I didn't have a choice. I could not stay. And I couldn't take it anymore. And yes, I felt like I failed. They stole my career from me, stripped me of my dignity, and made me really scared. I love working. I didn't want to not work. I'm not that person. Only now, 2 years later, am I well enough mentally to write about it and talk about it. I am not alone. Another woman, I'll call her Laura, not her real name, who worked in the same office, told me it took her almost 3 years to recover. When she said this, I was shocked. I thought, well, I'll recover much faster. No, I haven't. I still struggle with how they treated me and that they got away with it. I struggled with depression. I'm an older woman who wants to work. I'm not that old, but that's another podcast. I'm going to call it I'm Not Finished. What do you think? I have lots of people I can interview on this issue. Back to Laura, not her real name. Laura, not her real name, left the office before I did. She had choices. She is brilliant and beautiful and much younger than I. When she began her new job, she said she felt like the Morgan Freeman character in Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank was a short story written by Stephen King, and it was later made into a great film. You've really got to see it. It is brutal, though. In the scene that Laura, not her real name, was talking about, the Freeman character is released from prison. He has a new job at a grocery store. At one point, he raises his hand and asks his boss for permission to use the restroom. Yep, when you leave the place where you were bullied, you expect to be beaten down every day. You expect every boss to treat you like dirt. When they don't, you hold your breath, waiting for the beating to begin. The bullying destroys your sense of self-worth. You feel like you deserve the verbal abuse. Another good friend of mine, Paula, was bullied and harassed at her job as a public information officer. Paula is a gifted PIO. She was hounded and pushed out of her job. They didn't fire her. She was demoted. Like me, she didn't want to quit. She loved her job. She was doing great things in the job and didn't want them, the bullies, to win. Here's what she would do. She would work hard all day, doing more than she was asked, more than was required. She was the first to arrive and the last to leave. Even though she had a close family, a devoted husband, and 2 teenage boys, she would go home, fall onto the top of her bed, not even pulling the covers over her head. In her work clothes, a suit, and that's how she slept. She would get up the next morning and go to work in the same suit. She said she was just desperate, upset, sad, depressed, afraid of losing her job. I want to say this is what they do to us, but honestly, the right sentence is, this is what we let them do to us. Why do we let them do it? Why? Why do we give them the power over us? I'm just going to answer for myself. Fear. Fear of failure. I didn't want to be unemployed. What would I do? I've always worked. And I always have a fear of being homeless. When I see homeless people, when I interviewed homeless people as a reporter, I would always think, that could be me. When you hear their stories, you know it could be anybody. I'm terrified of that. When I began to be bullied, this was my situation at home. After a 32-year marriage, I was divorced. He took me to the financial cleaners because I made more money than him. I was putting my daughter through her last 2 years of college, and she'd had a baby, my grandbaby, Aiden. He was one. And my 78-year-old father decided he was going to live with me. So let's recap. I'm a divorced woman, traveling faster than a moving train into the age of 60. A 21-year-old college student is still living with me, my darling daughter, and her darling 1-year-old baby boy, and grumpy grandpa, all living in my house. Really, they were depending on me. Yeah, I could not afford to become a homeless person. I was in upper management. My bully demoted me. He replaced me with the wife of one of his friends. He did not go through the hiring process to hire her, which is required. And then they began pouring on a series of assignments that I could not possibly complete. And then, surprise, I did it. Fear made me do it. I've written all those down. I documented everything. Every night when I would get home, no matter how tired, I would write everything down. This podcast is about surviving. It's about one-on-one communications in the digital age and how we can all survive and thrive together by talking to each other. And even though you feel like you're in hell at work and there's people in hell who want ice water, you're not alone. Again, I'll give you my advice on surviving a bully and recovering. First, confront the bully. Document what he or she is doing. If nothing happens or changes, you have to leave. The confrontation is important because we can't let them get away with it. I'll tell you, here's my confession. At the end, after fighting and fighting with them, I did not confront my bully. It's not because I was afraid. I had many confrontations with him early in our boss-employee relationship. I always lost, and they always resulted in more work and him stepping up the bullying and not giving me the tools I needed to do my job and not giving me any help. Toward the end, after 5 years, I shut down. Others were speaking up by that point, and they were being bullied even more than me. Laura, not her real name, spoke up. She was knocked down again and again. And then, in front of all of us, he taunted her at a work party. He was drunk, and he splashed wine on her dress. She spoke up about it, and nothing happened. And it got worse for her. Alan, another friend of mine, spoke up. He was fired. Well, they said his contract was not renewed. Paula spoke up, and she was demoted and given a tiny closet in the basement to work in. So after 5 years of working with this bully, I shut up. First time in 40 years of work. And then I left. Once you leave, get professional help. And if you don't want to do that, please talk to someone you love, just a friend, about the hurt and the pain. Please talk about how you feel. I'm a big fan of Alcoholics Anonymous and Al-Anon. Al-Anon helped save my life. Find a group and talk about it. Make it real because it is real. And just knowing you're not alone helps you begin healing. I'm still a mess. You should see my closet. My closet is a metaphor for my life because my closet is where all my work clothes live. I'm getting better. You will too. Know it. I'm working on my bully audiobook. I'm looking for some experts to interview. I'm going to see if some friends who I know have been bullied want to talk on tape or on video. Stay tuned. Hang in there. There's people in hell who want ice water. Let's you and I have a drink. I'm Gloria Moraga. Please subscribe and share.